This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up, Courtney has the news. The drones are here. The drones are among us here in New England. And so Courtney will have that and the rest of the news coming up at 8:20. But right now, Boomer Esiason, who is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is also brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Hey, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Oh, man, 3 weeks to this football season's finally over for both you guys and us down here in New York. Holy God.
You sound ill.
You know what? I've had a head cold for over a week. I sound worse than I feel, I will say that.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, my radio partner, one of them had a flu, the other one had a cold, and then, of course, I'm sitting right there in that germ-infested studio.
Well, let me put off talking football as long as possible because I want to thank you for your Christmas gift this year.
Oh, you're welcome.
10 out of 10.
Just arrived. Theragun, the massaging device. Courtney is sitting on hers right now here at Gillette, and can't thank you enough. It's an awesome gift. And this is one that Wiggy's happy with it, and he's keeping it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, all day, baby.
Oh, well, I'm glad. You know, the thing about it is, Wig, I just wanted them to feel like what it meant to be a football player. You know, every Monday morning you wake up, you're sore, you're bruised, and for every game, you know, it's nice to get one of those things going for you to get you all loosened up.
maybe this Patriots team was too loose. We've been talking about it this morning. They seemed unprepared, Boomer.
Well, you know, anytime you lose the way that they lost and you lose time of possession battle by 8 minutes, you're going to feel like you got your ass kicked. And quite frankly, you know, they're moving up the draft board right now. They're number three in the draft rankings. And like I said, the season can't get over fast enough, and it's not going to be pretty as we finish now. Coming down this last month of the season. And, you know, you wonder which one of these teams may, you know, win a game or two, whether it be the Giants, the Patriots, Jacksonville, or New England, that is going to cost them somebody very special at the top of this draft. So, I mean, what I see again about the Patriots is I see some quality players on the team. There's no question about this. This is going to be a huge rebuilding offseason. They have plenty of money to spend up against the salary cap. They got to get it right at the top of these drafts, though. That's really what it comes down to. They've got to get foundational players that are going to make a difference.
After the game, Gerard Mayo asked about why they didn't quarterback sneak it with Drake, and his answer was essentially, "You said it, I didn't." Is that a shot at Alex Van Pelt? And if so, is this Gerard Mayo again pointing the finger at everybody else?
Well, to me, what it sounded like was, like, I don't know, I'm not the offensive coordinator, I don't call the offensive plays. And I always wondered, you know, the relationship between Josh McDaniel and Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick would look over to Josh and say, hey, this is what we want to do here. This is how we want to do it. And I think the head coach, in, especially in that case, because of his success and you know, his controlling nature, that he would definitely have input on the offensive game plan. I'm not so sure that Gerard Mayo is going to be doing that as a former defensive player and still trying to find his footing as a head coach. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like, yeah, that's Alex Van Pelt's call. That's the offense's call. It doesn't sound like he gets too involved in that. And that would be a smart thing for me, just simply because there's so many things on his plate as a head coach that sometimes a rookie head coach is going to be missing different things, and they're not going to be a part of things that you would think that they should be.
Boomer, in that same breath, when you look at Drake May and his development going into next season, is it more on if Gerard Mayo is the guy, or is it more on is AVP good for Drake May? If we keep Gerard Mayo for another season, say, and he's not the guy, will that really hurt or deter Drake May?
I mean, I have to wait and see what happens these last three games, believe it or not. I mean, every snap for Drake May is of the utmost importance. He's got to experience everything, you know. He's got to feel what it means like to be tight in games if they can be late in these games. And as long as he continues to show progress. You know, yesterday, they had a terrible third down package. I think they were 0-for-6 on third down, which really is what cost them in the time of possession game. And, you know, if you can't convert and you're not converting, there's obviously something wrong there. So I still say that I want to see more. I want to see these last 3 weeks because this is really important stuff going into next year. It may not seem it now, but for next year, all the experiences that he can deal with, and he and Alex Van Pelt together will determine whether or not there'll be a new offensive coordinator. My hunch is that there will be.
Boomer, you talked about the Jets and the Giants. The one thing that you can at least say from them that you see is guys like Malik Nabers or a guy like Garrett Wilson, or even Devontae Adams in the game yesterday. The Patriots receiving core, it's so bad. Like, do we really know how good Alex Van Pelt or even Drake May could be, because they're just so far behind when it comes to having anybody at the wide receiver position that can really be explosive?
Well, that and the offensive line. I mean, I those are two areas where they have to vastly improve. They have to be their two top priorities, I would think. And it goes hand in hand. You know, if the offensive line is continuing to be shuffled and there's guys in and out of the lineup, there's no continuity there. There's nothing there. And they don't work together. And if they don't work together, then, you know, how are they going to be picking up stunts? How are they going to be blocking different defensive schemes that they're going to see week in and week out? And then, of course, that hurts the wide receivers down the field. And they didn't get into the game until late yesterday. So, we all know what the problems are, where they need to really focus on in this this offseason. And wide receiver, like a guy like T. Higgins, who most likely is going to be a free agent. I don't know. The Bengals keep saying they're going to maybe, put the franchise tag on him or something, but they're going to have to pay Jamar Chase a bankload. I just can't imagine that T. Higgins is not going to be a free agent. And if he is, I would think he would be one of the guys that I would be looking at if I were New England.
As an expert lip reader, I deciphered Jonathan Kraft yesterday during that game saying the play calling is terrible. Is that an issue for Alex Van Pelt?
Of course it is. But I would also say, you know, I don't want to kill the players. I mean, they're just, it's an average roster, and that goes back to Elliot Friedman. That goes back to,
Elliot Wolf.
I'm thinking of the hockey guy, Elliot Friedman, because my hockey team stinks right now, which is the Rangers, by the way. I would say that, it does not bode well for AVP. It does not bode well for, Elliot Wolf. I mean, you know, they just don't have a great team. You know, there's no Julian Edelman's, Rob Gronkowski, Randy Moss's, Tom Brady's running around out there.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just an average roster team. And I feel like for 14 weeks now, this is all we've been talking about. And we're going to continue to talk about it until we see what they do this offseason via the draft and free agency.
Well, looking around the league, Josh Allen threw for 362 yards, 4 touchdowns, ran for 68, 2 touchdowns. I mean, we talked about it last week. He's got to be the MVP.
I would say he's number one right now, and Lamar Jackson's right on his heels, man. Lamar threw five touchdowns yesterday against a crappy Giants defense. So, I would say 1A and 1. 1 and 1A would be Josh Allen would be first, and then Lamar Jackson would be second. Really, really, really. And this is where Lamar won it last year, if you remember. The last week, month of the season, he beat Tua Tagovailoa, and they went out and they beat San Francisco and Brock Purdy. And those two guys were in the running for MVP, too, until they lost to the Ravens. So it goes to show you that these last three games of the regular season are going to be vital to determine who is ultimately going to be the MVP. But if I had to guess, I mean, to me it's like, I don't know, Josh, I feel like he's got to do so much more, especially with his defense giving up, you know, as many points as they're giving up now all of a sudden.
If you were Andy Reid, would you just give up the one seed and make sure that Mahomes' ankle is fine when it comes to playoff time?
It's going to be hard to keep Patrick off the field, as we saw with an ankle injury a couple years ago. But they have a two-game lead in the AFC, I believe. And I do believe they may have the only one they don't have the tiebreaker over, I believe, is Buffalo because of the head-to-head matchup. But I would take at least a week. I would give up a game, you know, assuming that, you know, you think you're going to lose the next game that they play, and make sure that he is healthy going into the playoffs. I would not risk him if I didn't have to.
I have to ask the question because last year I believe the word you used to describe him was douchey, but Mac Jones, is he the cockiest losing quarterback you've seen?
You know, he does this weird thing with his head and shoulders. I don't know if you've seen this. I'm sure you have. Like he'll throw a pass and he'll walk over to the sideline and he'll tilt his head to the left.
Yeah.
And he'll lift up his left shoulder, you know, yeah. And he'll be walking to the sideline like he's like unbalanced or something. It's just a weird kind of way, you know. And the one thing I will say about Mac is that when the ball comes out of his hand, it looks strange, man. It's like everything is high. Everything wants to be high or overthrown. And, you know, that interception to seal the game for the Jets yesterday was a horrendous decision and a horrendous throw. And that was the Mac Jones that we saw in New England the last 2 years.
Not to use an analogy that might be troublesome for you right now, but it looks like when it comes out like a drone that is like seeking the other team.
Yeah.
Boomer, have you seen the drones?
I have only seen videos of them. I haven't seen them up close and personal. I mean, I'm in downtown New York as we speak now, down in Tribeca. They have not been flying over us.
Okay.
But my producer, Al Dukes, is from Bradley Beach, New Jersey. And he is basically so, like, interwound into this whole thing that, like, you can't even have a conversation, a normal conversation with him.
I'm the same. Yeah. I can't. I don't know if it's UFOs or, I don't know what's going on. I'm terrified.
I don't know either, but I say the only palatable explanation that I have gotten thus far is that it could be some government agency that is potentially looking for some sort of radioactive material that may have made its way into this country through the port of Newark.
Yep.
That's the only explanation that I am willing to accept right now. And I don't want them to tell me what they're looking for.
I'd rather aliens.
Right. You'd prefer, Courtney would prefer the aliens.
That's
terrifying.
Some nuclear bomb. Yep, I'll take the aliens.
Terrifying for her.
Boomer, there's been talk about the Jets and former Titans GM. Any chance if they do go, I'm drawing a blank on his name, any chance if they do go with him, we see Vrabel over there? I know there's been conversations about that. And if Vrabel does land there, is there a chance that Rodgers would return to play for Vrabel?
I still think there is a very good chance, depending on who they hire as a coach, that Aaron Rodgers stays here. I mean, they still have another year in the contract. All of a sudden now, the last couple weeks, he's starting to play well. Maybe it has something to do with playing in warm weather the last 2 weeks. He played in Miami and Jacksonville in back-to-back weeks. And, I mean, yesterday was vintage Aaron Rodgers. You know, I was thinking to myself late in this game that if the Jets were going to lose the game, because they almost did, I could hear people screaming and yelling about Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers did everything to win the game yesterday, not lose the game, it was the Jets' defense that has fallen apart over the last 6 weeks. But depending on who the coach is, if it is like a Vrabel or John Gruden, somebody of that stature, I could see Aaron Rodgers staying here. But if it's like an Aaron Glenn or a, you know, Bobby Slowick or somebody like that, I just don't see that. So if Rabes comes here, which would be great, I could see him wanting to have Aaron Rodgers on that field, no question.
Question of the week for Boomer Esiason, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. Find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. How does the great Bill Belichick do when it comes to college football?
I think he's going to do great, man. I really do. You know, the thing for me was, after all these reports and everything else, it's shocking to me that he did contact the Jets, and there were multiple sources that said that he did. That's how bad he must have wanted to get back into the NFL that he was actually considering the Jets. But you know what? There is something that I kind of like about this, and he'll have it all set up. He'll have it running the right way, and look, they're not in a very difficult conference in the ACC. I mean, he can go in there within a week and get that team to the top of that division. So I think he's going to do great, and I think it's great that he gets a chance to live a dream, it sounds like.
Do you think it's all about the control thing? I mean,
I do.
Yeah, that's why.
I actually texted a buddy of mine that works inside the NFL offices here in New York, who knows pretty much all the owners, has relationships with everybody, and I basically asked him a simple question, and the question was, are the owners of the NFL intimidated by Bill Belichick? And his answer back to me was, yes, they are. And the reason for that is because a lot of these owners are afraid to totally blow up their building in order to, you know, become competitive again. And that's what would be required if you hired him. He's not going to be accepting of a GM, or he's going to want to control the whole thing. And I think that's one of the reasons why NFL teams turn their back to him.
All right, Boomer. Well, it's been awesome all year long. I'm off next week, so we won't talk, but I'll talk to you in the new year. And what?
And congratulations are in order, because Boomer is going to be a grandfather of twins.
Oh, boy. When is that happening, Boomer?
That happens in May. Yeah, my daughter, Sydney. Thank you, Courtney. I thought I announced it by accident last week. I didn't realize she did it on social media. Yeah, but we got twin boys coming in May, and I couldn't be any happier. That's 6 grandkids in 4 years, for God's sake.
Oof. You do not look old enough to be a grandfather. Let me be the first to say that, Boomer.
I think you just like your Theragun gift, is what I think. And I appreciate the sentiment. That's what I appreciate.
Right. Boomer, Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas, guys.
Talk to you after the new year.
All right, sounds good. See you.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Patriots fall in Arizona 30-17, falling to 3-11 on the season. Drake May completed 19-23 passes for 202 yards. He had a rushing touchdown and an interception in this one. It's the fourth straight loss for the Pats, and the New England's D allowed 25 or more points for the last four straight. We'll be able to ask Gerard Mayo all about this loss and so much more in the 9 o'clock hour. And Monday Night Football has two games tonight. The Bears take on the Vikings at 8, while the Falcons take on the Raiders at 8:30. The Celtics, however, got a win in Washington, 112-98 the final. Jason Tatum led the way with a double-double, 28 points and 12 rebounds. Kristaps Porzingis did exit the game in the second quarter and didn't return in the second half due to right heel pain. After the game, Porzingis said he didn't think it was anything major. Freddie Freeman's walk-off grand slam ball from Game 1 of the 2024 World Series has sold for $1.56 million, the third most expensive baseball ever sold. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof.
Interesting that Boomer said sit Mahomes this week, because he got two in the hand. That is a quick turnaround, because they play Saturday, right?
And then Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Christmas, which Netflix is sweating.
Yeah.
Could you imagine they drop a couple bill?
Oh.
And Mahomes it's Carson Wentz.
Yeah, no.
Oh God. I know I have to do this because I'm the resident Brady guy. I don't believe Tom Brady ever left a game outside of 2008 Week 1 with an injury. He left games because they were out of hand. He left games because Matt Castle had to lose on purpose against the Dolphins so that they would get the Jets in the first round. That stuff happened, but he never left the game. Think of how long he played.
Yeah. The finger, he didn't leave that game. It after, yeah.
Always finished the game. And so Mahomes, I would doubt we see Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe the NFL's saying, we need him healthy on Christmas if you want to go conspiratorial.
Yeah.
But their schedule is, though, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you're sitting there, you got to look at your schedule. It's not an easy schedule. They got Houston, than the Steelers in Pittsburgh and at Denver. And the Bills, you know, two against New England, and I don't know who that other game that they have, the Bills. But the Bills are like, they're right on their heels, and home field is big now that you only have one team that can get it.
Oh, ready to go. Okay, here we go. It is currently 33 degrees in Boston, afternoon high 43.
The news with Courtney coming up next.
It's time for...
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop, then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked?
Well, she's back after getting up close and personal with the American judicial system. Her civic duty served, and we are delighted to have you back, Courtney.
I'm very happy to be back.
With today's news.
Yeah, I missed you guys. It's also very cute. I learned that Santo, when he wakes up in the morning, he wakes up to our show. His alarm is our show.
Oh.
So it, like, turns on. Yeah. Like, that's how he wakes up, is our
it's
voices.
Not surprising. The man is fully whipped. I mean,
that's really nice.
He's, I think he's shown that, and I respect it.
Yeah.
I wonder if his day varies depending on the voice he first hears.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
That would be shocking.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, oh, today's a Wiggy day.
Right. Well, most days
well,
are.
Well, that means a good day.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Amen.
Well, Curtis had it as his lead. Greg talked about it already, but the drones, they're here. They're here in Massachusetts. They were seen over Cape Cod over the weekend with one woman reporting that she saw between 10 and 15 over her house in Harwich around 9 p.m. on Thursday evening. If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the video footage of it. Now, I have the police chief, Kevin Considine, on BZ. Would you like to hear from him?
Sure. I mean, they were seen here in Foxborough.
Correct. Yep.
Over the weekend as well.
Yeah, we have video footage of that too.
Let's hear from the chief of police on the Cape.
One of my officers also saw a couple type drones over near our station, in the vicinity of our station at about 6 p.m. last night. So, and they were reported as bright white, couldn't hear anything, but similar.
Here's the woman on the Cape who saw the 15 of them or thereabouts, I guess.
Oh my gosh, at least 15. They looked like they were far away, but they kept coming down and then going back up, coming down and going back up and then slowly going left and right. Are we safe? I mean, what's going on? I have little kids. Just makes us nervous.
It's so scary. And the one in Foxborough.
Are we safe? Are we safe or what?
In Foxborough, a woman said she saw eight in the span of 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Lord.
We
got 50 of those eight?
What do you guys think about this? You mentioned that we might do Newport. What about a drone show?
Oh,
yeah, we should. Yeah.
Are we safe?
Are we safe or what? But I think there are people who are terrified about this.
If you think about it, how could you not be? Like, if you have a busy life or you have to take care of others, it doesn't pop in as much. But, like, if you're sitting down, driving home today, and you contemplate this, why haven't we had a simple explanation? The scene in the Madoff movie with Pacino, I think it's Pacino,
De Niro.
When the FBI arrives at his door and he goes, is there an honest explanation? And he says no, and then he gets put under arrest. Like, do we just have an honest explanation? Doesn't have to be specific. Like, this is what we are avoiding.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say it's government and it's none of your business?
Right. Like, What's going on?
The only things that they could be are foreign entity, you know, Iran or China or Russia or whatever, UFO, space alien. Our government, or I don't buy, like, they're trying to explain it away as people are just suddenly using their drones.
That is such a nonsensical.
And these are enormous.
That's called gaslighting.
Yes.
Because we have all, everybody that's been talking about this, like the lady, the uptalker we just heard, you don't all of a sudden notice drones.
Are we safe?
I don't know. you just don't.
No, I mean, the dirty bomb thing that Boomer brought up or came up during your lead or what, like, that's a terrifying thing to think about, is that somebody has snuck some sort of a weapon in
you know, a nuclear warhead or something from Ukraine has snuck it in here, and they're trying to find it. Now, I guess they wouldn't tell you that because everybody would immediately get on the road and
which
drive,
we should.
And drive. Where no, would you go?
I don't know, Florida.
All you're going to do is cause chaos. But I'm starting to think that I'm starting to go to Shime's side of the street. I think this is a drone community messing with us.
No, what in the world?
They would arrest these people. No, they just arrested a guy in Boston recently for a drone.
But here's the thing, right? So they're in New Jersey. We're talking about them in New Jersey. Then all of a sudden, they're in the Cape.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, there's been drones spotted out in California. Like, it's starting to kind of be like, now that all, like, once the New Jersey thing, I think people, Shime might have been right. Now people are just trying to be like, oh, we're jumping in on this.
Shime, do you still feel that way?
No, I feel like if that was the case, they would have shot him down. There was a foreign entity, they would have shot him down. Clearly, it's our own government just flying over looking for something. I don't know, but they're looking for something.
Okay. I think the reason they're popping up everywhere is so that we don't know exactly where they're looking. Now that it's become a news story, if it's all over the country, then nobody thinks that they're zeroing in on one part.
Good
but
point.
If it is a nuclear weapon, right? Didn't they say that the weapons today are 100 times more lethal or 1,000 times more powerful than the ones we dropped in Japan?
Yeah, okay. Probably.
So then we're all gone.
Right. So that's why you should try not to worry about it, I guess, is because you can't do anything about it.
I want
it,
out.
Should we do a Greg Hill Show bunker?
Unless you got a nuclear bunker.
I don't know where you're going to
go. We can have Jackson in front.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, what's next?
Luigi Mangione, the man who was charged with the assassination of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, has a new attorney. Mangione has retained high-profile New York attorney Karen Friedman Agnifilio. Mangione is in custody in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. He was denied bail. He's set to have a hearing in Pennsylvania on December 23rd.
I assume his parents are paying for the attorney.
I would assume as well.
They're very wealthy.
Well, they're very wealthy, but also there has been like a GoFundMe for him, and it's already raised $97,000.
What?
Yeah. People are sick. People are sick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, the people that we elect are sick.
Right.
Yeah.
He contested extradition to New York, where he, of course, faces the murder charges. And like we just said, people are sick. The internet continues to be whacked. James Haar, the founder of a socialist apparel brand, has created a card game called The Most Wanted CEOs. Mitch has a video of this, but it's all the biggest CEOs in the country, and it has like gun range targets on these people, photos and names.
This dude runs a company, a brand.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he based this off of the most wanted deck of cards that they used in Iraq.
We have the audio.
Audio from the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Chime, we have TikTok?
Yep, here it is.
Okay.
So this is what I'm thinking for the back of the cards. And basically each suit is going to be like certain types of industries. So clubs are going to be like pharmaceuticals and chemical companies. The heart is going to be like retail and real estate, things that you need to survive. Diamonds are going to be for tech and finance and media. And the spades are for oil and war. We're going to have the person, what they're a part of, and then we're gonna have a QR code that goes to dedicated pages that shows why they're evil. But tell me if you guys dig this, because I want to put them out like ASAP. So let's get some feedback.
What a jackass!
So you know what's amazing? Over the course of my life in this field, the people that say that words are awful, that seek to silence dissent, are the ones celebrating actual people putting bounties on actual others' heads.
Yeah.
You can disagree with United Healthcare all you want. This guy, Luigi, wrote about the evils of corporate America. Where did he go before the shooting? Starbucks. Yeah. Where was he found? McDonald's.
Right.
I mean, these people are just so pathetic. And those that in any way celebrate this, Charlamagne the God had a great point on this on Friday that I read yesterday that said that, what did you accomplish? Your health care is the same today.
Yeah.
Just willy-nilly assassinating people does nothing.
Killed a guy who's a father of two and a husband and like worked his way up. Okay. All right. That's awful.
Well, in that same breath, Brianna Boston, a woman in Lakeland, Florida, threatened Blue Cross Blue Shield after insurance denied her. On a recorded call about the medical claim, Brianna is heard saying, "Delay, deny, depose. You people are next."
Wow.
She was arrested shortly thereafter.
Good.
Here's attorney Anthony Rickman on Fox 13 Tampa Bay.
I think it's an overcharge. In reality, there's nothing in her communication that specifically says she's going to commit a mass shooting. I think it's more falls on that free speech line, on that protected speech, although stupid, although ignorant, something you shouldn't say. The law allows you to say stupid, ignorant things, and even violent things, as long as it's not what's called a true threat.
Okay, I think you're next sounds like a true threat.
It's like a movie, you know, where like all these like head of specific, you know, whatever CEO companies are like John Q with Denzel Washington, where he goes in and is like, you know, they won't give me insurance for my kid to have a life-saving operation. And now he's like, put the gun to the doctor's head.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right.
Methuen has an issue with rodents after the loop was shut down last week for them. Now mice are being found in the schools.
Oh.
On Saturday, Methuen's superintendent of schools, Brandy Kwong, wrote an update to families regarding mice issues around the town schools. Starting January 2nd, students will only be able to eat food in the cafeterias. Right now, they are able to eat in the classrooms, school faculty eating in their designated staff rooms. So they're cutting that down. It's only going to be in the cafeteria to try to cut down on the mice. Mm-hmm. We can hear from one student, Yandel Martinez, on Boston 25.
When we have to get breakfast in the morning, we have to eat in the cafeteria because there's like mice going around in our school. So they said to like just eat in the cafeteria because in the class, so there's like it doesn't keep spreading more.
Yeah, I mean, ask a boomer. We were not allowed to eat in class. We weren't allowed to do anything in class other than look at a book or listen to the teacher.
You had low blood sugar.
It didn't matter. There was no concern in the cafeteria about the peanut allergy either, but that was, you know, doesn't mean it was a good time. But,
yeah.
All right, so they're going to eat in the cafeteria.
Did you hear about the woman at the loop that put her popcorn down and then picked it up and a rat jumped out at her?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's terrifying.
Like, that is disgusting.
Why would you let the kids eat in class anyways? That's what the cafeteria is for, right?
Yeah, that's what they do.
If someone's hungry, they're hungry.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They need a rebrand on the loop.
Yes.
They need a new name there.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Strip club DJ in Oregon is in the hospital after one of the dancers randomly stabbed him multiple times in the back. I mean, there's more to this story.
Yeah,
there has to be. We could hear from the DJ, Duncan Allen, on KPTV.
I was basically on my computer getting some songs ready. And next thing I know, it felt like a 500-pound man punched me in the back basically as hard as humanly possible. So I turned around expecting there to be like a huge dude like about to fight me and hit me. And it was her. And she was standing there holding the knife. I still didn't know I was stabbed at that point, but then I took a breath in and I realized that my left lung had collapsed.
Damn. She's probably saying, "Oh, listen, play the music I give you for my music set so I can make the best money I can." He's playing his own music.
And he probably played "Pour Some Sugar on Me" for somebody else and not her.
Yeah.
That's probably the issue.
Yeah, so she's been arrested. But hopefully he will make a full recovery.
Yeah.
A man in Arizona is being charged with stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in crypto while pretending to be an Uber driver. So this guy would go to pick up Uber passengers at the W in Arizona. And when he got the people in the car, they would say, "Well, it says that my car's not here yet." And he'd say, "Oh, let me see your phone. Something must be wrong. Let me troubleshoot." He'd take the phone, and then he'd do the fraud.
Yeah. Who in God's name would hand a stranger their phone?
Uber driver was it's like, "Oh, let me see." I'd be like, "Oh."
Yep. They do it. The other way they do it is like, "Oh, my God, I got to make a phone call. Something happened to my family. I don't have a phone. Can I use yours?" They go right to their Cash App and, boom, send themselves money.
But the Uber didn't match.
Correct.
They got in anyway.
Right. That's why you always need to say, don't say anything to them. When you open the door, have the driver say your name first.
Yeah.
Always.
You always look at the license plate, too.
Yeah, but I've gotten into a car before. This is going to sound stupid. That the car was not the same as the one in the app, and the person was like, "Oh, that's my boyfriend's car." But they had my name, and
they had your name, and it matched. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What else? Yep. Anything else?
We have a new number one beer on tap in the U.S.
Ooh, Fitzy's up.
Any guesses?
Shime,
you're a big beer guy. So this is what is most popular on tap in the United States
right
and
now.
It's a new entry.
Correct.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Amstel Light.
I love Miller Light.
Ooh, I love my Bud Light. Miller time.
What'd you say?
I love my Bud Light.
Ooh. Bud Light was number one, I think.
It was.
What about what's the one I was going to say Moderna.
Modelo?
Modelo.
They have great commercials. Oh. I see them all the time.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
That's Are you a Corona
it.
Guy?
I love Corona.
Coors Light.
Nope.
No.
According to data from Draftline Technologies, Michelob Ultra officially surpassed Bud Light on November 1st, continues to hold the top spot in December.
All right. Mick Ultra.
Yeah. Yeah.
So people are watching their weight.
Can you still say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, low calorie, right?
Can you say what?
Is that a canceled Mick Ultra? Is it, you know, do people get offended when you call a Michelob Light a Mick?
What?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I think I don't... I don't know.
They cancel everything nowadays.
Yeah, tell me
I think you can still say Mick Ultra. All right.
Can I still say Mick Light?
I didn't even think of that.
I just wondering.
I have a question, though, about beer sales in total. Has there been a decline with, like, marijuana being legalized? Has there been any impact?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's all spirits. Beer, alcohol.
Like hard alcohol?
People are more sober curious. That's a big thing right now. So a lot of, when you go to a restaurant.
Sober curious?
Like people that don't want to drink anymore. Not that they have a drinking problem, but they just don't want.
Sober by choice, not by liver.
Yeah. And so you go to the restaurants now, and the mocktail lists are just as impressive as their regular cocktails.
I never got the mocktail thing. I think it's more, I don't have to say this, like a chick thing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm having a drink that looks like a Tanqueray and tonic, and it's not Tanqueray and tonic, I don't want anything close to it. I get nothing from the appearance of it. It was all about the way it made me feel.
Give me a glass of orange juice in one of your liquor glasses.
All right, that's the news.
That's the news.
All right, great job, Courtney. Coming up, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas next. Well, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, you could be a winner during the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. Just call right now, 617-931-0937. It's all brought to you by the 110 Grill, modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. And Curtis has been regifting all season long. You could be... like Wiggy singing Christmas carols by faux candlelight, as Wiggy's lyrics to that song would go. I've been completely shamed all morning on my tree. I put my tree on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, and, that's a little graphic.
It's being called tiny, like my television.
Oh damn!
And then I'm being told that it's crooked and leans. Leans to the left.
We got to look at this
like,
thing.
Sounds like Ken.
like me politically. So I can't catch a break.
I was surprised with the size. Because last year I feel like it was like almost too big for the apartment.
I went really, really big last year.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of room, and so I went a little bit smaller, and I took like abuse all day long. On
that
Instagram.
Is an awful tree.
That is bad.
It's not awful.
That is
so crooked.
Your tree looks like a drunk.
Right. That looks like me in 2015.
What do you mean, Scheim? It's
come on. I have the stars.
It's leaning hardcore. It looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
No,
the star's not even lit up, and then it's on that skinny, like
the alpha
branch.
Yes.
Yeah, that branch on the top is the longest I've ever seen. Like, you should cut that down a bit.
Way down.
That is a very luxurious building that you live in.
I'm very happy with it. I'm happy with it.
Where's your tree skirt too?
I don't have a skirt. I don't have one.
So you're just gonna get pine needles all over the floor?
Yeah, just vacuum them up.
You have the Roomba.
Yes. I'm not worried about it, but I like the amount of abuse I took.
That tree is beneath you.
It's supposed to be like the holiday season.
Yeah.
But
when you do a whole campaign about how to get a great tree easy and that's yours, it's not a great look.
Yeah. All right. Well, Curtis is about to re-gift, and so you have assembled, I think, some really incredible re-gifted items.
Arguably the best list so far.
All right. Scheim, do you have a winner?
We do, Greg. This is Sean.
Sean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you from?
Pepperell, Mass.
Okay, and what do you do?
I work for a fire department.
Awesome. Aww. Thank you.
All right,
thanks
for doing that. Curtis has some regifted items for you right now.
And if you want to send any fire department apparel to the station for James, it would be a good trade, 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway. Okay, we're going to kick things off.
I'll get on that.
Thank you, Sean, and thank you for what you do. We're going to kick things off with the football. Big game yesterday. A couple touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Gyrated on the field.
Yeah.
And lost.
And threw an interception with a minute left.
Right. If you want to have – would you rather have a football autographed by the worst player of all time or a meh player?
Probably the worst.
Yeah, the worst.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. I got a Mac Jones autographed football coming to your Christmas tree.
Football.
Yes. Right. Awesome. Okay.
All right.
I have a nice gift for you to take the lovely person in your life for your kids. Thank you, DJ Khaled. I'm going to pronounce that right before this is done. A $100 gift card to the phenomenal, delicious 110 Grill.
Mm, great.
Delicious.
That'll come in handy.
Delicious. Yep. My wife loves that.
Oh, awesome. Well, don't tell her where you got it.
Is that it?
You know what? A football autographed by Mac Jones and a free dinner would be enough for most places, especially ZLX.
Not for us.
But not for EEI. Okay.
Another one.
Thank you. Right now, I have got two tickets for you, Sean, to go see Blake Shelton at the TD Garden on March 7th.
Okay.
That is a good concert. That's a good get.
All right, Sean. That would do it. But for you?
Another one.
I mean, it works so well. I have a pair of tickets for you, Sean, and whoever you want to bring. Greg's a big Sox guy. Maybe you could bring Greg.
Yeah.
To see the Red Sox on opening day, the home opener at Fenway Park this year. Could have Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Corbin Burns. Could have Alex Bregman. You don't know who's going to be there, but we do know. We don't know who the roster will be there. But, Sean, you will be there with whoever you want. A pair of tickets to the home opener, so you have an autographed football by Mac Jones, a $100 gift card to 110 Grill, two tickets to see Blake Shelton on March 7th at the TD Garden, and two tickets to the home opener at Fenway Park.
That's
awesome.
A get.
Yeah, that's good.
Good haul. Wow.
Sean,
thank you very much. Great gifts.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And Prime, if things go as expected, probably, I would assume, the ace, Garrett Crochet, will be pitching for the Boston Red Sox.
If it's the season opener, sometimes it's not the season opener.
Oh, yeah. Are they starting at home or on the road this year?
I should know this. But
I will say, Sean, thank you. I will say the Red Sox have done one good thing, and that is move, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, move the midweek games in April, May, and September to a 6:45 start. Which I think is good for families and old people like myself.
I believe they open at home.
Look at that.
Cardinals at Sox.
Oh, awesome. Garrett Crochet. Okay. That'll be awesome.
All right. Coming up at 9:20, Gerard Mayo will be with us on a Mayo Monday, Patriots Monday. Speaking of him, up next, there is a Patriots insider in the know who is suggesting that what Gerard Mayo said post-game yesterday has placed himself on the hot seat unwittingly. So we will get to that coming up next.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.